Networking is defined as the action or process of interacting with others for the exchange of information and development of professional or social contacts. Now, the wisdom of the lizard asks these two important questions. Question number one, who to get in front of? We need to discern who already has the character, the skills, and the abilities that you want. Question number two, how to get in front of them? We need to discern how to gain entrance with those right people. Now, there was a young man who wanted to gain entrance with an older, successful man. He boldly knocked on his door and asked, "Would you be willing to mentor me?" The older man abruptly said no, stating he was simply too busy. The young man returned to his home 1 week later, knocked on the door and said, "I understand that you're too busy and might be reluctant to mentor me. Can I mow your lawn for free?" The older man looked puzzled, but before he could say anything, the younger man said, "I will mow your lawn for free as long as you'll let me." The older man shrugged his shoulders and agreed and closed the door. Week after week, the younger man cared for the older man's lawn. One day, the older man came out of the door with two glasses of lemonade and invited the young man to sit on the step and take a break. Behold the power and wisdom of this young lizard. He had worked his way into a conversation with his would-be mentor. Week after week, the lemonade turned into mentoring. How are you at providing value to others that you're trying to gain entrance with? Are you doing things that will bless the one you are wanting to gain entrance with? In addition, once you have gained entrance, are you actually prepared to make the most of your time that you've been given? The burden of responsibility should fall on the mentee, not the mentor. The mentee should come with questions and an eagerness and a follow-through. Is your work ethic noteworthy? Let me ask that again. Is your work ethic noteworthy? Would you be worthy of an investment of somebody else's time? Now, I have heard of busy leaders bemoaning younger leaders who wanted entrance but came to the meeting completely unprepared. As wise lizards, we must make the most of an opportunity that we get before the king. Now, over the years, I've had plenty of people who wanted to be mentored by me. Initially, I was more than willing to give of myself. I mean, I would carve out time. I would pour out my best advice. I would provide ideas and suggestions. However, the vast majority of the time, those people did not seize the opportunity. Time after time, the mentee would come to the next meeting having done little to nothing to move themselves forward since our last meeting. I was forced to say, "I can't be more excited about your thing than you are about your thing." On one memorable occasion, the young mentee called me to set up our second meeting, and I said, "Sounds great. Now, during our first meeting, you were excited about the things that I shared, and you said, quote, 'You are completely right. This is what I should do.' And I appreciated your affirmation of the advice that I gave you. May I ask, did you do what I suggested you do?" He said, "No." And I graciously said, "I understand. Now, before we meet a second time, I want you to do the thing that I suggested the first time that you felt were such great ideas, because I really don't have anything to offer other than for you to do the thing that I initially suggested. Can you call me when you've accomplished those things?" I have never heard from that person ever again. Listen, do you want the secret ingredient of getting back in front of the mentor you just gained entrance with? Be a successful and worthy investment. Successful people, the ones with whom you want to gain entrance, are likely results-oriented. They want a return on their investment. If you are successful, that feels good to them. I get excited when people make progress. When I see them doing what I suggest and finding more success, truly, I want to give more of myself. Let me be very honest. People who are not diligent drain and deplete me. The best way to get more from me is to aggressively attack the plans and details we discussed. Again, I ask, are you worthy of an investment? Are you dedicated enough to growing your own ability? Proverbs 22:29, it says, "Do you see a person skilled in their work? They will stand before kings. They'll not stand before obscure people." But are you dedicated to growing your own abilities? But are you also dedicated to growing your own likabilities? Ability and likability are important things. You see, ability will get you in the room. Likability will keep you in the room. You want to be around great leaders. Likeability is what makes great leaders want to be around you. The wisdom of the lizard asks these two important questions. One, who to get in front of. Two, how to get in front of them. Are you willing to be persistent and even aggressive? You see, be the lizard. Find a way to get in front of the right people. Be the ant who diligently works to stay in front of the right people. You see, the wisdom of the lizard sets their sights on a goal and they find people to help them get there. Lizards don't take no for an answer. They simply find a way to get the right things from the right people. Often we see great leaders and simply don't know how to get close to them. Well, I got to tell you, it could be as simple as reading one of their books. It can be as simple as taking one of their courses. In the 21st century, there are new and creative ways to put yourself in front of great leaders. Bottom line, smart leaders chase smart leaders. Smart leaders are like the lizard, and they determine how to get in front of the right people.